This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, the sexiest accent plus the Ace Cosby joke of the day and a man steals a plane. It's on the way in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Temper. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Kim. How can I help you?
I was calling to see if we can assist you with the program so you can accept credit cards from your client.
Hey, I got you. This is Tom. Can't come to the phone right now, but leave a name and number after the beep. Beep.
We have no starting cost, and we do have lifetime warranty. Hello?
Beep.
This is not a machine.
Beep.
Hello?
Beep.
I don't know what that means.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How are somewhat you? Hungover from the Super Bowl last night?
Only from, if you call it a hangover, from eating perhaps too many pigs in a blanket.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you had pigs in a blanket last night.
With a little mini croissant.
Oh, ho, ho.
Very nice, very nice.
Oh, what a combination of things that are bad for you. God, they were great.
Very nice.
How do you
nice.
Find mini croissants?
I don't know. I wasn't in charge, but thank you very much, Kelly. They were delightful. They were fantastic. I'm kind of...
She let you have that?
Ace, if you think she runs my... Shut up.
It was a cheat night.
Were they really hot dogs, or was it like chicken dogs?
No, they were the real
grass
deal.
Fed,
okay.
Yeah, they were grass-fed slaughtered pigs. They were great.
Good.
Oh, some tomato soup. Oh, it was fantastic. Watching the game.
I'm trying to see.
Tomato.
You know, the number one Super Bowl treat.
Tomato soup. Bring it on.
Homemade soup. Homemade tomato soup. Oh, that was great.
Here come the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs are on the warpath.
Oh, boy.
They played this last night?
The Chiefs are on the warpath.
Something that sounded a lot like it, if you get my drift. Yeah.
Go Chiefs, go. Go Chiefs, go.
Did they get a... whiter singer?
What's wrong with her? That might be...
it's right up your alley.
Yeah.
That's Shirley Bassey-esque.
Oh, my God, yes.
I think...
But Chiefs are on the warpath!
Go Chiefs, go!
That's awful. Well, that actually
old
is
finger.
The perfect lead-in to this interesting story about accents. I asked you all to think about what your favorite sexy accent is.
British, gotta be.
No,
British.
You know you didn't. You didn't ask us to think about it.
Uh-uh.
You just said it was coming up, and you told us not to say anything about it. If I remember correctly, don't shout anything out.
Yeah,
was told.
Yeah,
telling us to shut up several times.
Yeah. A bowl of 6,000 European adults conducted on behalf
you
of
Babel.
You're
going to shut up?
Well, I think we know his favorite accent.
Yeah.
Found that the sexiest accent in the world is... Anyone?
I get the French or French. Italian.
Yeah, it's got to be French.
Italian has dethroned the French. That's right.
Hmm.
Italian was
is
considered...
Is Luigi in there?
No, he could be here anytime you want. You the just snap your fingers.
Attractive accent overall, perceived as the most sexy, most romantic, and most passionate
would
by respondents. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very nice.
Luigi, what do you think about that?
Of course, I talk like this all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. To me, it's normal.
And is your girlfriend in there with you?
She's always there by my side.
What's
Gina?
Her name?
Gina Stachitore.
Gina Stachitore.
Yes.
Did she finish her math homework?
No. She's just a last name, not a personal.
So you're dating a girl with last name Stachitore?
Yeah,
huh?
I didn't pick her name.
That's interesting.
I just pick her.
A previous poll released in 2017 named French the sexiest language. British English won the accolade of being the most
intellectual sounding,
polite.
Oh,
yeah. Also in the bedroom, yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily in the bedroom. I think it's anywhere. They're polite.
I must say, not too odoriferous down there.
How polite.
Yeah, that's very polite.
You know,
very nice.
Yeah. I'd be insulted if they weren't so politely polite.
A lovely time.
When it came to what was considered the most direct language.
German?
Yep.
You going to go down now.
I don't think there's any way we can stop him.
He's having too much fun. I mean, come on.
Somebody's
going to take that fun away from him.
Somebody's going to have to stop him, and then it'll be too late.
As someone said to me,
Ich mein Pussenschaft.
Pussenschaft.
Oh, there you go. Check me out.
As someone said to me this morning at 5:10, we're going to have fun with this one. Wink, okay. Wink.
That's a little too much fun.
Ich bin ein Pussenschaften.
That's it. You said, I guess I put too much spin.
I can't stand it.
Other polls looking
at... He is having a good time.
Yes.
Other polls looking at accents from other parts of the world found very different results.
Oh,
a 2023 Highlands title study, which polled 1,000 Americans, found that Italian only made 6th place on the list. This research discovered that those polled felt the Australians were considered the most attractive.
That's my
sexiest.
Favorite.
Good night, them the best.
Really? It's a knife.
I love a woman with an Australian accent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the list was the famous New York vernacular.
See, I like that too.
Do you?
I like sure.
Like a
yeah.
Fran Drescher?
Hey. Yes.
Yeah. Pick up your feet.
Well, I mean, context is big.
Let's go to a movie. Streisand and Redford together?
The most boring accents were Canadian, American, Mid-Atlantic, and New York, and the most calming were Canadian, Scottish, and Australian.
Actually, I think my favorite accent on a woman, desperate.
Ah.
No laughter for that. All right.
No, I do.
Kind of a wispy, don't hurt me.
The most intelligent.
Let me go.
No, a sobbing.
I won't call the police. Just let me go.
Forget. I haven't seen your face.
No, I want the threat of the police. Okay, that's okay. What makes it hot.
Those who sound confident may have a Boston, New Zealand, or German accent. The most intelligent accents range from London, Germany, and this must be Birmingham, England, not Birmingham, Alabama. I don't...
Probably.
Yeah. There you go. Most popular accents around the world.
Well, that's fun. Huh. That's right. Now,
do you have a favorite?
Oh, British, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Ace, do you have a thing that does it for you?
Little Francais.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Parlez-vous
français, monsieur?
Okay, well, with that, I think it's time for this.
I got kind of hot there.
Yeah.
I didn't know I liked Ace speaking French. Oui, oui.
Here he is with his joke of the day.
Hey, Chick.
Yes, Ace.
Did you know ghosts are banned from liquor stores?
Ghosts are banned from liquor stores? Why, Ace?
They steal all the booze.
That was Ace Duffy's joke of the day. It's a false premise.
I know.
Yeah. I go to any liquor store, I see spirits.
Oh. Nice tag.
No, we're going to have to change it to Ace's comment.
All right. We have Vicks Vapo Rub in the news
this
today.
Is weird.
WGAL.
We're for the guys, too.
I don't know if you are. It says WGAL right there, pal.
No, we like guys, too. Gal, guys pal. And gals.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Well, it was all over a highway in Pennsylvania. Three tractor trailers involved in the crash on I-81 near Greencastle. One of the trucks involved overturned and split open, causing its shipment of Vicks products to tumble out onto the road. Penn DOT said all the drivers were able to safely get out of their vehicles. The road had to be closed and eventually cleared and reopened thanks to the Vicks VapoRub all over the highway.
Usually it stops congestion.
no traffic on that road. Yeah. It's completely free from congestion.
Well, that's got to be slicker than a cat's ass. Stretched across a bass doorknob. And no. All that mentholated liquid jelly gasoline. Oh.
I like that, those things you throw in the shower.
The eucalyptus.
Those hockey pucks that have
hockey pucks.
I forget what they're called.
They're NHL fans.
They have eucalyptus in them, yes.
It's kind of nice, don't you?
Get the St. Louis Blues logo, you fill it up with eucalyptus. Yeah,
that's
nice. I put eucalyptus in my shower, the actual plant. Hang it in there.
A plant? Jeez.
Really? Does it smell?
Or not eucalyptus.
Does it give off that?
Yes, it does.
You have to water it?
I heard about a woman
The water
that.
Gets, right the steam waters it.
Put the whole branch in there, and there were like a nest of spiders in there.
Oh, really?
Infested her shower. Mm.
Yeah.
While she was at work one morning. Yeah.
Mm. I never had that problem.
Can you,
I like my eucalyptus.
Use vapor rub as lube?
What?
I wouldn't ever do that again.
Once.
Didn't you?
Burn, baby, burn.
I thought you told me that one. You did use the gold bond that was mentholated. Isn't that right?
Oh, no. In my shorts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I used the
power. Got it on your wiener.
I think that was it was like a high-end foot powder.
Oh, really?
You got your powder. And you use it on your
crotch? Use it in the wrong place.
That's right. You can only buy it on the Savile Row, the high end.
Yes. Yes. Savile Row. Yeah. It did say foot long, so I.
You saw foot and you thought, well, it must go in my crotch.
My foot's not even a foot.
Authorities in California say they've arrested a man from Florida who's suspected of stealing a small plane and ditching it on a beach. According to the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office, the 50-year-old allegedly stole the plane from Palo Alto Airport, made an emergency landing on a beach near Half Moon Bay. When deputies arrived at the scene, the plane was intact and unoccupied. The alleged thief was found and taken into custody a short time later. Wow. So he's from Florida, this guy, but he steals a plane in California.
Ditches it on the beach.
Yeah.
Like the Sully of criminals. That's got to be tricky. No?
I would think.
Must have known what he was doing to some extent, yeah.
There's a kid sobbing right next to him with his sandcastle leveled.
Oh, boy, I hate that.
The European airline Finnair will begin weighing passengers and luggage before flights.
Josh, you called it.
The airline is running the trial program at its Helsinki airport hub, where passengers can volunteer to be weighed at the departure gate to refine weight estimates and balance the aircraft before takeoff. Finnair representatives told CNN that the weigh-ins are not linked to individual bookings or passenger data, and only airline staff at the gate will be able to see a passenger's weight. Within days of the program taking off, 800 volunteers had already taken part.
That's not going to be a scientific sample if you have to volunteer to do it.
I don't think it's not a poll. They're just moving people around on the plane depending on their weight.
That's ridiculous.
Weight and balances.
This is like a sailboat with
you're telling me if you have all fat people on the left side of a plane.
Hang on a second. Yeah,
this happens in the Caribbean a lot.
And all on small planes, but on all thin people on the right, that it's not going to fly correctly.
Yeah, it's going to be a big circle.
That's
one huge dog leg.
Yeah,
well, we can't get to L.A. We've been circling Kansas for an hour.
You got to go around the earth the other way to get to your destination.
Hey, tubby, up all that gas.
Tubby, row B.
It's not how that works. It's not going to...
Whatever you say, Chunkles.
Same principle as... Josh, if you're in a sailboat, you know, or any kind of a boat, you want to bet... You're a fisherman. You're in a fishing boat. You don't want to have everybody on the same side.
Stare at him and make it feel uncomfortable.
Hey, Josh.
It's not the same.
Hard to starboard. Otherwise, we're taking water.
It isn't the same.
Yes, it is.
There's a weight and balance issue for sure.
Didn't they ask our weight when we flew out of the Bahamas?
Sometimes in very small planes. There's a couple
that's
spots.
That's a fuel issue, isn't it?
Well, there's one spot. Where is it, Pat? Where there's a mountain right where you take off.
St. Martin's, yeah.
And you got to, they have to floor it, yep. So you don't drive into the mountain.
Straight up, yeah.
I don't think balancing in air and balancing on water are the same.
I think it can't be. Sure.
I literally was on a flight yesterday, and they said, because of our weight and balance issues, you have to sit in your assigned seat.
Yeah, something else is going on.
And I went, they approximate.
Do they have
one of those guys that's at the state fair?
Guessing weight as you walk in there.
Okay, let's see. Rogan at 240.
The lady with the hat.
Oh, dear. Whoa. 317. Yikes.
317.
That's got to smell.
317. Will the man with the Subway sandwich please move to the aisle?
Why do the airlines allow people to take on like onion filled submarines?
Oh, they do. Yeah,
right. Why do they let them do that?
They can't stop it.
It's awful.
That's awful.
Yeah,
and then people take their shoes off.
Oh.
It's just hideous.
Oh, you don't have foot odor. No, you don't.
You can and not smell it. It's just like fart.
I'll put my sock in your face right now.
Did you wear loafers?
Loafers?
I mean, so you can get them off and back out. You have to tie your shoes when you...
I have no problem tying and untying my shoes.
Are you sure?
I get a little winded, but I still do it.
I tip the kid next to me $5. Hey, double knot me, huh?
Please do it like this. Hey, punk, come here. You want to make $5?
Tie these shoes.
Keep your mouth shut.
By the way, what color is my belt?
That's a black belt, sir.
It's $5.
I mean, how do you tie them on a plane? You have to put your foot in
What color is my belt?
I can take my shoes off right now, and they remain tied, and then I can put my foot back in them, and it's fine.
Well, they're not fitting properly. What about shoe thieves on the plane? What about that?
They've pretty much gotten rid of those.
Are you sure?
There are some airlines where they let them run rampant.
That sounds like something the shoe thieves want you to think. That way you're not aware.
Man. It's airplanes and mosques, just a bunch of shoe thieves.
And Japanese homes.
Yeah, yeah. 100 in the back, man. Look at all the shoes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.